ما زلت تعاني من إصابات حادث سيارة تعرضت له، وبالرغم من ذلك شركة التأمين قررت إيقاف الخدمات الطبية والفيزيكال ثيرابي والتعويضات المالية. لا تستسلم، فأنت لست لوحدك. اتصل الآن بمكتب المحامية دانيال يتوم المتخصص بحوادث السيارات 248-353-8885. المحامية دانيال يتوم تضع خبرة 25 سنة للدفاع عن حقوقك القانونية لتحصل لك على أعلى مبالغ التعويضات الممكنة. مكتب المحامية دانيال يتوم يتكلمون لغتكم، والاستشارة والمواصلات مجانية. 248-353-8885 248-353-8885. لن تدفع حتى تكسب قضيتك.
The following program does not necessarily reflect the opinions of the management, staff, or advertisers of Sina Radio.
كل شيء يبدأ بخطوة، وأول خطوة في تحقيق حلم امتلاك منزل الأحلام هو الاتصال بالعقارية والبروكر مريم خلف من شركة Sunflower Realty. مريم خلف تضع خبرتها الطويلة في عالم العقارات وتسير معك بخطوات ثابتة لشراء منزل الأحلام أو لبيع منزلك أو عقاراتك التجارية بأفضل سعر ممكن. 313-377-8400 313-377-8400. هل تفكر في شراء أو بيع عقار؟ هل تحتاج لشركة سندات ملكية لحماية مصالحك تماما؟ اتصل الآن بشركة ديترويت لخدمات سندات الملكية والضمان المملوكة للمحامي علي داغر. بشركة ديترويت لخدمات سندات الملكية والضمان عدة مواقع بما فيها ديبون ووسط مدينة ديترويت. في شركة ديترويت لخدمات سندات الملكية والضمان سوف تحصل على أعلى مستوى من الخدمة، يوفرون لك الثقة والإطمئنان. للمزيد من المعلومات اتصلوا على الأرقام 313-846-5200. شركة ديترويت لخدمات سندات الملكية والضمان تقدم خدماتها المتميزة للجارية لأكثر من 9 سنوات. 313-846-5200. صوتكم وقتا مستمعينا، ونرحب بكم في حلقة جديدة من برنامج تاكر الستيت مع العقاري بروكر مريم خلف. تحياتنا لكم. للمشاركة في البرنامج بإمكانكم الاتصال على الأرقام 313-769-6666-519-256-1023. مريم مساء الخير.
Hi Rami.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. So today is a super special day, Ali.
مساء الخير مريم.
Yes. How
مساء الخير رامي.
أهلا علي.
Good.
It's Did you super, go and super, have... super special, but it's a super, super, super special.
It's super, super,
It's super more special than the week you had Maribel Bazzi.
There we go.
Oh. Hey, don't knock Maribel. He's awesome. He's the baldest guy I know, other than me.
So we are blessed to have Mir Abdallah with us today, along with our special guest as well, Bilal Baydoun, in studio.
Okay.
So this is why it's such a super, super great day.
How was your week, Mariam?
It's very good.
Good.
You?
Well, I was good. Alhamdulillah. Just, it looks like I was going to work. Frankly, I had physical therapy this morning. This is why I always look like this on Wednesday. So I, but wait a minute. I always look like this anyway, don't I?
I thought you were having breakfast.
I did.
You did.
Yeah.
See, I could tell. And why? That's why you were late.
Mariam thinks that whenever I'm energetic, she thinks that whenever I'm energetic means I've had breakfast already.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
And it's especially important that he has breakfast, because so he can be with me, focused.
Ach, inti ach, shabbat damal fiki.
I know.
Ach, ach. But it's so, I'm so glad to have had the mayor of City of Dearborn, Abdullah Hamoud, and, you know, we've been friends for a while now, and I'm really happy that you've achieved the epitome of what a lot of us aspire for our children and our this generation of people. And I'm very proud of everything you've done. I'm particularly proud of the fact that you've been able to do all of the right things for not just a particular community, but all of the city. You've brought in some very competent people. You've done some remarkable things, and the vision that you have is one that we can certainly sign off on, and we're able to, like, inshallah, we'll be able to achieve it. And that's why we're having you here today. We want to talk about your vision. We want to talk about what you plan on doing for the city and what people can expect from you. And that's why it's my pleasure to be able to have you on our show today. How did it feel when he first got elected? I know it's a few months later, but is it still, have you gotten used to people calling you Mr. Mayor?
No, I never got used to it when people were calling me state representative. I think I like my name. And so you'll always hear me say, well, I appreciate it. Is the mic out? There we go. Yeah, well, I appreciate it. You know, I love the name Abdallah.
Yeah.
And so that's my most proud name.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
You've struggled. You've had a lot of uphill climbs. Mm-hmm. But in the end, you know, you've had a good team of people around you.
Absolutely.
And I've been very impressed with everything that you've done. Having been a political hack for a long time, I've seen what you've done, and I've seen how you've done it. And you've done it with dignity. You've done it with honor, and you've certainly done it with a lot of intelligence.
And I've done it with a team.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the most important. You know, even in the transition, when we talk about how we assembled administration, yeah. Ali, you were part of those conversations.
Yeah. It was remarkable.
Where we explored how do we want to construct a city administration that works for working people.
Yeah. You're brilliant at team building. You're brilliant at assignment of tasks and goals, setting the agenda, and that's what a leader is.
Thank you so much.
And at the end of the day, this is what we're trying to get to, and thankfully the city now is, I think, in great hands. And you've got a great city council. Your team of folks at the council are also tremendously good people. Mustafa, for example, mm-hmm. Mustafa Hamoud, mm-hmm. and Mike Serini, and mm-hmm. some of the other folks that are on there are tremendous civil servants.
Mike has been a guest on our show quite a bit
yeah.
of times, yeah. and where he had shed some light on yeah. you know, certain city
things that are happening within
yeah,
the city,
exactly.
yes, and the goals of the administration.
But me and Mike have a long relationship. I mean, yeah. I grew up with Mike's family, and
yeah.
so it always helps that the city council president and the mayor. Now, بنزل على لبنان, بنزل عند عمو, الحاج أبو موسى ترعيني.
Yeah.
Or this last year, I was at.
So you go to Tibnin? You well, really go to Tibnin?
My family doesn't have a home in Kowloon.
That's my
hometown. So we stayed in Tibnin, especially when I travel with Ahmed Haj Hassan,
yeah.
who is Haji Fatma Saraini.
Yeah.
And so we stayed with her father. Or this when I went in 2010 after the Beirut blast, I stayed with Haji Yusuf Saraini.
You know, I've been a supporter of his mom for a long, long time. Going back to the 80s, and she's an amazing woman, and I'm mm-hmm. glad that she's enjoying the fruits of her labor
Absolutely.
To her son, and it's terrific that he's now the city council president. And so I think the city is moving in an incredibly great direction, Miriam. But
Thank
Miriam
you.
Has an agenda for the show,
yes.
and
we got
to go back to it really quick.
Thank you,
Ali. Ahead. So we have a teaser.
So, okay. Yes, we have the way we open the show. The show is based on three segments, and today I'm going to do it a little bit different. We're not going to follow our normal protocol, but we have a little fun trivia that we play. And then the rules are...
All the listeners who know me, get the Google ready and you can text me the answer.
Yeah. No. And Bilal, no help. For
I haven't done my Wordle of the day yet.
So I'm going to do this trivia three times throughout the show.
Okay.
And it's all tied to the city of Dearborn.
Oh, God help me.
So, no help.
No. I'm the one that has to guess first.
He has to guess first, but you must put your phone down, Ali. I don't want to see that phone up.
Oh, okay. Yes, Mama.
Okay. And the first one is so simple. It's very easy.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can answer it. And because this is a show about real estate, the first question is going to be, how many homes did Henry Ford have? Was it? Are you Googling?
No. I have a client from Dubai that calls me right now. And he's actually been on our show. Remember Dr. Ali?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dr. Ali is on our show.
Why is your phone on?
Well, I asked him to do me a favor in Dubai, and he's calling me.
Okay.
And I will shut my phone down. I apologize, Miriam.
Did you see what I...
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, Miriam.
Okay. How many homes did Henry Ford have? Was it 50, 100, 150?
At what point in time?
Come on.
That's important, Miriam, don't you think?
I mean, going back...
going back at some point in
50,
time.
50, 100, 150, or 250? And you go first. It's always he goes first.
No idea.
It's trivia.
Let's take 150.
150,
I Yeah, I thought he only had one.
Okay.
Oh, you don't tell us if he's right or wrong?
No.
I would say it's Henry Ford. The whole city was his.
Yeah.
I'd say 250.
250. Bilal?
I would say 250.
Yeah.
Bilal's got 250
with
in,
the mayor.
Yeah.
Rami?
100, maybe.
100?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And for the listeners?
They can call 313-769-6666.
Okay. Now we can move on.
But it's
on.
Also not fair because the size of one of his homes is also the size of 50. And so, you know.
But we're going to find out, and I am going to quiz you two more times, and towards the end of the hour, I will reveal all the answers, and we will see, you know, where we are in terms of that. But before we start the show, I usually, I'm going to ask Ali what is going on in the world of law. Anything new before we move on to the mayor?
You know, the common advice is to be able to make sure you know what you're signing. But the courts have remained the same. Mary, we're still doing most of the hearings on Zoom. And I think that's going to be like that for a long time to come.
I think it's permanent.
Yeah, you think so? I think motions at least are permanent, yeah. Yeah, you've got a brother who's an attorney, right?
Correct, in California.
Yeah, California, okay. So, yeah, I think the Zoom is staying, and I don't think that that's going to go away.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think that at the end of the day, that's what we're going to be with. I think trials will resume relatively soon, and some of them are there.
Okay. I'm going to move on to the mayor, and I'm actually going to ask this question, and I'm pretty sure this is on a lot of everybody's mind. And the city, the question of taxes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure a lot of people have asked you this before, but I'm going to ask it because the summer taxes are coming out soon. Mm-hmm. And as you know, home values have increased in the last 2 years. Will property taxes increase again this year? What can a property owner do if the taxes are too high? And is it possible to ask for a tax reduction?
One question at a time, Mary.
It's because he might answer, you know, everything within one. And that's why I'm asking to see, is there anything new in that perspective? Yeah.
So most homeowners will actually see a tax reduction this year. They'll see a reduced tax bill by about 3%. And the reason is in November, in addition to my election, they also voted to eliminate 3.5 mils. So they voted to reduce taxes. In November. And so we put out the notice of assessment came out. We have a property tax calculator at the cityofdearborn.gov. You can go on there, put in your assessed value for 21 and 22, and it'll give you what the estimated reduction is. And so most homeowners, this is assuming you did not buy. If you bought in 2021, your taxes are getting uncapped because of Prop A and nothing that can be done for you there. Okay. Or if you're constructing a new home and your taxes are being assessed, nothing that can be done there. But that's only like 1,500 homes. For the rest of homeowners across the city, they should all see a tax reduction this year.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it's a total savings of about 6% because the inflation this year is higher than previous years. Taxes were actually supposed to increase by 3.3%. Instead, they're going down by about 3%.
Because I noticed on the assessment, this past assessment, normally it would have the dollar amount, but this time it came out in...
Put a website instead. And so the reason that happened was the software that the city contracts with, you know, in 21, your mils were about 62 mils, 61 point some total mils that were levied. In 2022, the total mils levied are about 57.6. The software does not allow you to put two different mils.
Okay.
And so if it was going to put a number, it was going to put an inaccurate number. And so while every single year your assessed value increases by the rate of inflation, which is, you know, that's just no matter what, your assessed value will always go up unless you have a recession. But this year went up by 3.3%. So even though your assessed value went up, that does not mean your taxes went up. In fact, again, for about 90-95% of residents, their taxes will be going down this year.
And I'm glad to hear that because a lot of people, and as a realtor, I'm sorry, I'm getting questions, but a lot of people, I find them having to leave, you know, the city because of the taxes, looking for relief in other cities. And I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I think it's important to know, if I just add one more thing, in a normal year, you know, we have extra high inflation this year. I talked about taxes were supposed to go up by 3.3%. And a normal year is typically about 1.3%. But inflation was, you know, very extraordinary this year because of the pandemic. But, you know, assuming nothing changes in the millage rate, in a normal year, taxes traditionally go up year over year by about 1.3%, 1.4%. But because of the reduction of millage, that's where you're going to see the savings.
And that's by state law, Miriam.
Correct.
And I just got someone that texted me, how about for the commercial sector of it? Is that the same?
Yeah. Commercial, it applies as well.
It does apply.
Correct.
So for the listener, commercial, it does apply for it as
correct.
Well.
It only does not apply for those who purchased it in 2021 because it gets uncapped according to state law and then brought up to the new assessed value, or if you're constructing new.
Mayor, let's shift. Can we shift a little bit, Miriam? You got other questions?
I do have other questions, and you know we're bound to take that first break. But before we do that, I just wanted to start with that. I just wanted to give up, a brief update on the housing market.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to take first break, and then we're going to come back and continue with the mayor with your question.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Okay.
But I just did want to let the listeners know we're still dealing with the same type of market. It's still a steadfast, solid seller's market. Again, if you're a first-time home buyer entering this market, you have to bring a lot of your patience because it is going to be required. And it is predicted to stay this way from now till the end of the year, even though me and Ali fight all the time. And they think the market is going to change in September.
We fight anyway, Mary.
I think
it's going to slow down. That's my 2 cents.
It's going to slow down. Yeah.
Interest rates are at 4.2% now.
But they're still
15-year, it's 5.4 with 30-year.
But they're still good compared to what they were before.
Yeah.
The only reason why you're seeing a slowdown is because of the inventory. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're out there and you're battling, and trust me when I say that, it's
still
a battlefield.
A seller's market.
Yeah. It's so solid. Absolutely.
And we're lucky. Everyone's different. Different, unique in this real estate market because what people don't know is that the level of number of mortgages per household is significantly different than the average population. It's about a 10% difference between people who have just paid off their homes versus who haven't in other cities.
So you mean there are less mortgages in the
there are less people. Mortgages and more people
are buying cash.
That's right.
Well, if you're looking to buy cash and you want to pay $300 a square foot, I'll gladly sell you my house. I'll be the first to say it.
Watch, we're going to get a lot of inquiries. Yeah. But on that note, let us take first break and come back.
All right.
شيء يبدأ بخطوة، وأول خطوة في تحقيق حلم امتلاك منزل الأحلام هو الاتصال بالعقارية والبروكر مريم خلف من شركة Sunflower Realty. مريم خلف تضع خبرتها الطويلة في عالم العقارات وتسير معك بخطوات ثابتة لشراء منزل الأحلام أو لبيع منزلك أو عقاراتك التجارية بأفضل سعر ممكن. 313-377-8400 313-377-8400. هل تفكر في شراء أو بيع عقار؟ هل تحتاج لشركة سندات ملكية لحماية مصالحك تماما؟ اتصل الآن بشركة ديترويت لخدمات سندات الملكية والضمان المملوكة للمحامي علي داغر. بشركة ديترويت لخدمات سندات الملكية والضمان عدة مواقع بما فيها ديفون ووسط مدينة ديترويت. في شركة ديترويت لخدمات سندات الملكية والضمان سوف تحصل على أعلى مستوى من الخدمة، يوفرون لك الثقة والإطمئنان. للمزيد من المعلومات اتصلوا على الأرقام 313-846-5200. شركة ديترويت لخدمات سندات الملكية والضمان تقدم خدماتها المتميزة للجارية لأكثر من 9 سنوات. 313-846-5200.
عودة إلى برنامج تاك ريل استيت مع العقاري والبروكر مريم خلف. يمكنكم المشاركة في البرنامج على الأرقام 313-769-6666 519-256-1023. مريم نرجع لك.
Thank you, Rami. So I do want to say a special hello, Ali, to our newest listeners. And as you know, you and I, we like to advocate for new businesses, whether it's here, Dearborn Heights, Sterling Heights, no matter where. So I had the delight of going in and visiting Booza Delight, which is one of my favorites, newly favorites.
Where's it at?
And it's on West Warren in Dearborn Heights. And I wanted to put a shout out to Yasser and May Hashwi. Mm-hmm. They're very hospitable. It was really good. I recommend it. Yeah, it's very nice. And
it's
I
great.
Wanted to
give
them a special shout out. Well, it's
before
very new.
Before they did a storefront, they were doing pop-ups. And so they did the rolled ice cream
so
with the traditional style. Assyrian.
Nice.
Assyrian.
Yes, it was so good.
Yeah, Syrians are known for their sweets.
Oh, man, I'm excited. By the way, I'm really excited about the idea of having the Ramadan festivities here in Cross Street.
I think Booza Delight will be there.
Oh, will they?
I think so. I don't want to speak out of order.
But it was so good. I highly recommend. Yeah. And see the mayor can vouch.
I had him at one of my fundraisers.
So for the next trivia, before we continue on with the mayor.
Seriously?
Yes. We're going to do it three times and we're going to quiz you.
Can we just this time skip with like embarrassing me in public?
I'm not embarrassing you. You might get this one, actually. You might.
How many homes does Bob Abraham own?
What is, and this one is up your alley, what is the original name for the Henry Ford? Is it Dearbornville, the Edison Institute, the Rouge, or Springwells Township?
Springwells Township, Mariam, seriously?
Okay, I just needed
I'm
to ask.
I'm a real estate lawyer, Mariam.
Okay, I needed to ask.
I second Alex's answer.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. Three of you? Okay. Rami, you wanna
agree?
Oh wow!
Easiest answer ever.
Okay, we'll see.
Hi, Mary. Throw one more. Come on.
No, not till the end. Till the next segment.
She's just dripping like the Chinese torture.
I'm gonna go back and continue with Mayor Abdullah, and I'm gonna ask, since the last flood in Dearborn, and you knew I would have a question like that, probably. And, of course, we're in the spring right now. What has the city done so far to prevent further flooding? Has any been, you know, has anything been accomplished?
It's a great question. I think it's important to note that if it took 30 years to create a problem, it doesn't take 3 months to fix it.
I agree.
And so as it pertains to some of the projects we have moved forward, and it'll, you know, even though we've moved them forward, for example, we moved forward one infrastructure project on the East End. And it should help alleviate some potential flooding in a big chunk, even about 3,500 homes, I think, in the east of Chase neighborhoods in the East End.
What is the project, Mayor?
It's inserting a flap valve in some of the sewer systems. So it'll close off once we receive a certain level of water so that the water cannot flow then to individual homeowners and back up.
Is this the city did or is this the water authority did?
This is the city.
Excellent.
The city. But even when we commence construction on that project, it'll take over a year to do. We moved forward a second, we just put out a second request for proposal where we're trying to do a complete evaluation of our water and sewer system, plus a full greening of the city of Dearborn. So we just put out that RFP. We're waiting for contractors to bid on it so that we can move it forward. I can tell you we got a call last week from the federal government. The city of Dearborn is receiving roughly $16.3 million because of the flooding from last year that we have to spend on infrastructure or flood mitigation. And so we have a meeting with the city of Detroit coming up to see how we can join together and help maybe invest the dollars that Detroit received plus Dearborn received collectively to have bigger bang for our buck.
It makes sense because it's the same sewer system.
Correct.
But you mentioned greening. Tell me what that's about.
So
and why?
There's you know, two types of infrastructure, you know, I'll speak, engineering is not my greatest language. You know, you kind of have your gray infrastructure, which are the sewers and the pavement that you kind of have all over.
It makes sense because cement is gray.
Correct. Then you have green infrastructure. These are things like rain gardens. It's just, you know, adopting greener policies. You're going to have green roofs. You know, rain gardens actually collect more water per square foot than a traditional grass would. We actually just had a conversation before I came here with Friends of the Rouge about planting some commercial size rain gardens in some of the city parks. Nice. So they can collect more water. It stops the water from ever entering the sewer system. So what that does is it gives you more capacity. Mm-hmm. So if I have less water coming into sewers, that means more rain can happen that falls in traditional sewers. So you can buy more time. So that's another element to it. No one part. You know, it's a long equation. You have to have some rain gardens, some green infrastructure investment, some gray infrastructure investment, and you have to work on this collectively in totality to hopefully come up with a solution. The other element to the problem that we're working on now is it's not just a Dearborn problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have what people call downstream communities and upstream communities.
Okay.
Downstream means you're one of the last cities to dump out into the Rouge River. That's Dearborn and Detroit. We're considered the most downstream.
Interesting.
Upstream means you're some of the first communities to dump into the Rouge. So the most upstream is like St. Clair Shores. All of them, everything from St. Clair Shores down dumps into the Rouge River. They get to dump first.
Wow.
And then we are the last city. So what we're also coordinating with is all those other cities. If they don't dump out as much stormwater into the Rouge River, that means we have more capacity that we get to dump out as the most downstream community.
And less flooding for us.
Correct. So that means Dearborn Heights is working on Ecorse Creek. You have other municipalities working on other projects to capture more water and prevent it from going into the sewer system, to prevent it from going into the Rouge. And so if everybody does their fair share, hopefully it'll help mitigate flooding. It's not a one-year project. This is a long-term adoption. We have to change, you know, just the way that we do infrastructure overall. And so it'll take some time.
Because I do feel with the recent flooding, like it did affect some of the values.
Yeah.
I know values are up in terms of home values due to
it
the
discourages people from feeling move. Like a community.
Correct.
That's really the worst part of it. And that discouragement creates value to property. It's the emotional. We all have my mother's basement flooded. And ironically, you know, you got Miriam's vote. You know how? When you rolled up your sleeves and went to her mother's house.
Well, I didn't know.
You actually...
That's how you got Marion to vote for you.
No, that's not.
That's
just
what you told me. Let's admit it.
Based on his credentials as well.
Yeah, but that was the kicker.
Boy, put me on the spot.
No,
that was the kicker. No, I'm telling you, it was absolutely
wonderful.
It's
not something you ever want to do, right? I think for us, you know, we have to look at a multitude of avenues of how do you prevent flooding from happening.
Right.
And I'll be the first to say this is not something you're fixing 1 year. You're not going to fix it in 5 years. But if every single year we move forward projects that help these 3,000 homes, these 5,000 homes, these 6,000 homes, you might never get to 100%. You know, sometimes somebody's backflow preventer might have failed, and that causes the sewage to backflow into your house. That might not have been because of extra rain. It's because... You know, many homes now install backflow preventers. Those require annual maintenance. Mm-hmm. You have to actually snake that every single year. Most people do not. And so, you know, when then we talked about the conversation, what if every home in this neighborhood put a backflow preventer? We started having those conversations.
Yeah.
It goes downstream to somebody else.
Well, what can happen is if the water is really at capacity in the sewer system and it can't go into the homes, what will happen then is the pipe might actually burst in the street. And then you might have the whole street go under and, you know, like in my basement, water didn't come up my sewer inside my house. It came in through my egress window.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, so there's a multitude of factors that you have to consider. And so we're trying to work round the clock. We have an opening for a city engineer. Eunice Patel is actually retiring. Tomorrow is his last day at the city of Dearborn. And so we also have an opening. So if you're looking for a job at the city of Dearborn, if you have a strong focus in gray and green infrastructure, please apply at cityofdearborn.gov.
Where can they? Oh, okay.
Cityofdearborn.gov.
Okay. And
hey, Mariam, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
You know, I'm not sure if the city of Dearborn has this, but it dawned on me there's a tree that's right next to my house.
Mm-hmm.
It's on my neighbor's property. And that tree, I've been trying to get somebody to go in and trim it because you can't walk underneath it. It blocks the sidewalk. Is there a way where citizens of the city can go to a particular department and say, can you help me with this? Has that been done, or is that something you're contemplating?
We're actually building it out now.
Good.
And so there's no easy way for it to be done. Right now, the only thing you can do is call the city and try to get a hold of someone.
Yeah.
We're working on a public-facing app that you can download on your phone and submit the request.
All right, so you'd have a way where the resident can report an issue that they think is concerning. It'll be wired. It'll be sent to the right department.
Correct. That'll be one element. The second is we created a community relations department under Director Alia Phillips. She went to Grand Rapids a few weeks ago. Grand Rapids has a 311 call center. Mm-hmm. Anywhere within the city, you call 311, this call center answers. They can schedule an appointment for you, connect you with whatever else it might be. They can resolve most issues in less than 5 minutes. Anything that requires more than 5 minutes, they issue a ticket, assign it to the appropriate employee and department, and you get a response back within 2 days. And so we're trying to adopt a similar model. So we've done the organizational structure to allow us to build out that capacity, and now we need to make the IT investment to get there.
And frankly, that's going to save the city a lot of money because you get the right folks answering the right question within a timely manner and not having to allow things to just fester and create bigger problems and bigger headaches.
Look at this first statistic. In the last 3 months, and we started collecting this data, 35% of all calls that come into the city are businesses or homeowners asking, where is my permit? 35% of all calls we get because there's no way for you to track it online. At this point in 2022, if you order a pizza from anywhere, you get a text message saying you ordered the pizza. You get a text message saying it's in the oven.
Alan Mears adopted that
You
philosophy.
Get a text message if the employee took an extra whiff of they're making the pizza. as a city of Dearborn, we have no way of tracking any permits. And we want to make that available online. That would reduce 35% of all calls that come in.
Mm-hmm.
And so you really get into efficiencies and time saving. And so we're hoping that we can do it. You cannot submit a permit online right
what
now.
What a great
application.
Idea.
You can't That's even submit a permit idea. Application online.
Wow.
We do not have that capability at this point in time. And so we're also looking at how do you move those applications online. That also requires a whole new city website. And so we're working on a lot.
Where's this money coming from?
So
the general budget?
So not from the general fund budget. So we obviously have the ARPA allocation. So that's one potential source. We have submitted for a $4 million grant. And so we're trying to pursue those dollars actively for state.
State.
And so we're trying to see if we can. But we do have some one-time dollars currently sitting at the city that could be utilized to make these investments. And this is transformative, I would consider.
If
you update and overhaul all of your IT across the city, that makes it more efficient for your employees, and it makes it more accessible for residents to interact with government. And I think that it's worthy of such an investment.
It is.
Okay. We're going to take second break and come back and continue with Mayor Abdallah Mahmoud.
سألوني قلت لهم راجع وعدوني عيوني خوفي لنا في شوفوك مخبى في عيوني وهب الهوى ومكان الهوى لا أول مرة ما منكن سوا
سألوا الناس عنك
يا حبيبي
كتب المكاتب وأخذ الهوى
كل شيء يبدأ بخطوة وأول خطوة في تحقيق حلم امتلاك منزل الأحلام هو الاتصال بالعقارية والبروكر مريم خلف من شركة Sunflower Realty. مريم خلف تضع خبرتها الطويلة في عالم العقارات وتسير معك بخطوات ثابتة لشراء منزل الأحلام أو لبيع منزلك أو عقاراتك التجارية بأفضل سعر ممكن. 313-377-8400 313-377-8400. هل تفكر في شراء أو بيع عقار؟ هل تحتاج لشركة سندات ملكية لحماية مصالحك تماما؟ اتصل الآن بشركة ديترويت لخدمات سندات الملكية والضمان المملوكة للمحامي علي داغر. بشركة ديترويت لخدمات سندات الملكية والضمان عدة مواقع بما فيها ديبون ووسط مدينة ديترويت. في شركة ديترويت لخدمات سندات الملكية والضمان سوف تحصل على أعلى مستوى من الخدمة يوفرون لك الثقة والإطمئنان. للمزيد من المعلومات اتصلوا على الأرقام 313-846-5200. شركة ديترويت لخدمات سندات الملكية والضمان تقدم خدماتها المتميزة للجارية لأكثر من 9 سنوات. 313-846-5200.
عودة لبرنامج تاكرو الستيت مع العقاري بروكر مريم خلف. مريم نرجع لك مرة أخرى.
Thank you Rami. So we're going to continue with our special guest, Mayor Abdallah Hamoud. And I've been giving the guys a three-part trivia today. And we're going to conclude the last hour with the last trivia. And of course, Mayor, we start with Ali first. Where in Dearborn can you see the Dearborn skyline? Is it, look at you.
That the Dearborn skyline?
Yeah. Is it Warrendale? Ford River Rouge, the Rotunda, or the Renaissance Center?
The Rotunda, I imagine.
Okay.
I can see the skyline from here.
Where can you see the complete Dearborn skyline? Yes. But those places are not all Dearborn. That's the Renaissance Center is Detroit.
Well, I know, but you
leave
can
logic
see it
out
from
of
there.
This.
Oh, okay.
Leave logic.
It's a trivia.
Repeat the potential.
Just
what are the options?
Rotunda. Okay.
Where in Dearborn can you see the Dearborn skyline? Warrendale, Ford River Rouge, the Rotunda, or the Renaissance Center?
The Rotunda is the only one that makes sense.
So you're following Ali?
Well, I mean, because you got to think, Warrendale is in Detroit, Renaissance Center is in Detroit. And the Rouge, the Rouge factory or like?
Yes.
Oh, the Rouge Factory?
Yes.
You can't see it. I was there 2 days ago, last week on Friday. You can't see it from there.
Okay. So you're eliminating, so it's the Rotunda?
Correct.
Okay. Bilal, you want to play?
Yeah, since I'm going to say the Renaissance Center.
The Renaissance? Okay.
But the question is, so where Bilal is Dearborn? Going.
What about you, Rami?
Need logical. Well,
I have no idea.
Rotunda.
Rotunda.
And Tahamas.
Tahamas.
Since, okay.
I love you, Mary.
Before, before we move on with the mayor, I will answer most of the questions because we're down to our last minutes and okay. I really want you to get the answers.
Okay.
Okay. And so this is... Well, you did learn something about Dearborn today.
I'm always
right?
learning from you.
And it's all about Dearborn today.
I'm always right? learning.
Okay. How many homes did Henry Ford have? Congratulations to the mayor. He had the right answer. It is 250.
Good for him.
So bravo.
Good for Henry.
Right there. Yep. The second one, that's why you never follow Ali.
Yeah,
that's right. Exactly.
What is the original name for the Henry Ford? Believe it or not, it was the Edison Institute.
Springwells is the name of the old city.
Is that okay, what she said? Yes. I thought that's what she asked.
No. Yeah. No, Ali, you got that one wrong.
Wait, the Henry Ford?
Yes.
Oh, you talk about the museum.
Yes.
Oh, it is the Edison, yeah. No. I thought you meant Dearborn.
No.
Rami, can we replay that portion of the tape, please?
No.
Go ahead,
Mary. So I never pieced to follow Ali. And
I got a law degree, a couple other degrees, and Miriam is insulting me again, but go ahead.
And where in Dearborn can you see the Dearborn skyline? The three of you got it wrong. It's the Ford River Rouge. Actually, the Dearborn skyline is found at the Ford River Rouge plant running in the background. That's where you can see.
I was just there on Friday.
So next time
how did you not see it running in the background?
I did the Rouge Factory tour on Friday.
How did you not see it running in the background? It had heels on while it was running. I mean, it was running so fast you couldn't see it.
No, but, I found this to be a fun fact. So if it stumped some of you, but they're fun facts.
My toe's hurting from the stumping, Miriam. Stop stumping me. Oh, yeah,
1-3.
So, while 1-3 is good, 0-3, I don't know.
And that's the point. That's the
relative.
Point, Mary.
It's all relative.
It's all relative, exactly. Moving on, Mary.
0-3.
Moving on, Habibita Lillo.
Okay, and I would like to have this answered before, let me see. Oh, we have 10 minutes. Yes. Shoot. I was going to just ask you about the real estate market, how it's always changing. Mm-hmm. Is there, what are some changes in some of the commercial developments that are going on in the city, quickly before I have your last
thoughts? Of course. I think a lot of the commercial development we see coming in through the city, one is housing, a lot of housing development, mixed use, but not your traditional single family, more condos or some apartment structures that people would like to be putting up. I think second is we're seeing Ford Land, which owns a lot of the property in the city of Dearborn, has been offloading most of its properties. And so that's bringing in a whole new wave of development. Now, what we're trying to do, most people saw the Fairlane Mall announcement. What we're trying to do is put out a signal that we want to drive what development you are doing. So don't go and just do your own thing without communicating with the city, because we have a vision that we're trying to build. And a lot of folks have been receptive. They're calling. We're working on a collective vision together. So even if the city does not own the property, we can hopefully incentivize the right development.
Can you give us a sneak peek? What are you motivating, for what should be going there in your...
So Fairlane Mall, I think, will still be a mall.
Okay.
Right? I think most people are saying, it's shutting. Fairlane Mall does exceptionally well. Most people don't know that. The Macy's at Fairlane Mall is the top three Macy's in the country.
Wow.
JCPenney's does above average in revenue relatively compared to other JCPenney's. A lot of the stores inside are some of the highest revenue generating. Foot Locker, for example. It's the nicest Foot Locker in the state of Michigan.
It's a central location.
It is.
2 seconds off.
And we have the second largest bus transit in Southeast Michigan at Fairlane Mall. And so what I envision, though, is you have a lot of the properties on the outskirts being sold. Mm-hmm. And so we're hopefully developing a lot of mixed use and residential. Ideally is what's happening. We have 8,500 parking spaces. We'd like to do away with many of the parking spaces around the mall and bring in new green spaces. I know there's interest in putting in some public parks and fields. There's some interest in bringing in some grocers and sticking in there, especially if you have housing around it. And so we really want to make it and brand it as the Midtown of the city of Dearborn, bringing in those connectivity between biking and hiking, between East and West Dearborn from Ford Road to Michigan Avenue. Wow. Fairlane can really be that center point where we, again, convene. And I think to Ali's points earlier, this Ramadan, we have the Ramadan Food Festival at the Sears Mall, at the Sears store,
right across the street.
And so I think it can be the convening center for the center of the whole city. And I think we just have to rebrand it and invest in it to make it alive.
What about the old High Regency?
The old High, so they've submitted their plans, and they're trying to convert that into several hundred apartments. I think it's a long-term, it's a multi-year project, multi-phased. But that's Amir Macled represents that buying group. Mm-hmm. I think it's a New York group, and so they're still proceeding as planned.
All right, so basically,
it's going to take time on that one because correct. I got to that's tour that one, project. And well, there's a lot going on.
You also,
on
I mean,
with
it makes
project.
Sense that the other apartment units they're expanding,
correct?
And so what you're saying, your vision is in fact already been planned and it's already taking shape in terms of the residentials that are coming along. It's a spectacular good idea. It's
yeah,
a great
so
idea.
You have Mo Sahuba's got a 6-acre development coming live in 2023. It's about 98 units. We're in conversations
where?
Now. It was called Smart Town. He's going to rebrand it, I think. I won't give it away. But it's on the outskirts of Fairlane Mall as you're driving around that circle.
Okay.
We are in conversations now with two more properties about bringing them down and building more apartments. And then Ford Land owns many of those properties still, and they're in process of selling those to new developers who might bring in new
That's
types
what
of
I
uses.
Was asking,
are you
yeah.
Are you coordinating with Ford and who they sell it with?
So I don't sell get yeah. So Ford Land makes it a determination of who to sell it to. But what we're trying to do is coordinate and say, this is what the city envisions in this space.
Great.
So as you're going out to sell, let's coordinate to make sure that you when you're luring a developer, that they're also aware that this is the vision that the city has.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever Ford Land sells a property, they also sell it with many deed restrictions. That are put in place. And so we just want to make sure that the deed restrictions that are put in place also make sense for the use and purpose that we'd like to see.
Wonderful.
Mayor Abdullah, we're into the last couple of minutes. Is there anything you would like to give some advice for the listening audience?
We want you to give the last word into what you want to say to the listening public.
You know what? I think I'll conclude with a point I spoke to earlier. There are a lot of problems in mm-hmm. the city of Dearborn. I ran on the fact that there are many problems that we have to address. And I think what I would conclude with is it takes time to address those problems. Some things less time than others. For example, speeding and reckless driving, a major issue in our neighborhoods. We've already yes. increased enforcement on that matter. You can't really drive anywhere in the city now without seeing a police officer who's pulling
True.
People over. And so we're doing it. That's something that you can change overnight. Water and sewage infrastructure is not something you can change overnight. To dig up miles of roads, bring in new sewer systems to help prevent flooding, that'll take multiple years. That'll take several years to do. And so while some solutions are overnight, others are going to take a long time. And lastly, what I'll say is interact with your city government. I pride myself on trying to be as accessible as possible. You shoot me an Instagram message or a Facebook message, I'm pretty receptive. You want to communicate, schedule a meeting, I'm pretty open and receptive. We need people's ideas. We need them to participate. Not only would you get your tax bill and you're frustrated that, you say, oh, I'm over the city. There's so much that the city of Dearborn offers. This is my home. This is where I'm raising my daughter with my family and where I want her to move right next door, as we all want with our children. So we really need people to participate and to be involved, because that's the only way you move the city forward.
And I appreciate your time and your presence here today. And it means a lot to me, Ali, the city, the listeners. And hopefully you'll come back and visit us again, on our platform. And hopefully this was a treat for the listeners, for the city of Dearborn residents. I know we didn't get to ask all the questions today because it would require more than an hour, but we had to have a little bit of fun, Ali.
Yeah.
But thank you so much.
Am I expensive, Smadish?
No. Well, we had to make it a little bit of
fun. You're buying lunch, Mary. It's okay.
Okay,
too
no
bad I'm
problem.
Not hungry. Mayor, thank you for everything you've done for the city, and just let you know how proud we are your accomplishments and
thank you.
And optimistic, very, very optimistic about what you're going to accomplish.
Thank you.
And I'm very certain that with you at the helm, the city is going to have a lot of great expectations
inshallah.
That will be met, inshallah.
Yeah, I'm optimistic and very thank positive, you. Especially with the energy that's absolutely. Coming from sitting next you. To the
it's a big, you know, big mayor. Difference.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bilal, for being here. You know, I know you didn't
Bilal's
get to say
my
much.
Communications director, just so everyone knows. So he's
yeah, thank you so much, Bilal Baydoun. And Rami, thank you. And thank you again to the listeners here and in Canada. And we will be back next week, same time, same place.
Ilalika, inshallah.